Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. I'm currently coming back from a bit of a COVID kind of, well not kind of, a COVID period in my life. My first ever getting of COVID in over 2.5 years. And so I wanted to do a short podcast today so I could get one out that could be helpful. So this won't be a long one, but hopefully a powerful one. We're going to be talking about calendars, what I do in my life to help make it a little bit easier on myself to actually get me engaged with my calendars and what I need to do, what works for me and what doesn't. So let's dive into all things calendar management. Okay, so shout out to Ash on this one who asked the question about calendar management, time management. Now in this episode, I'm not going to dive too deeply into time management as time in general for dyslexics is probably the most under-known thing. You know, we kind of know there's a challenge there, but we don't know why. I've done a heap of podcasts in my backlog of podcasts, in the, what do they call it? The back catalog. If you can't find it on your podcast app, we've recently added in a podcast kind of directory on truthaboutdyslexia.com. Go look at the menu there. You'll kind of find podcast library, something like that. And you can actually search really easily through it. So that hopefully will be a bit of help. But today I really want to go into calendars because on their own, they're just a massive thing. Anyone who's got a job that involves some sort of sticking to timeframes requires some level of calendar. A lot of us, you know, a lot of dyslexics really love jobs where you just go in, you do something without calendar appointments and meetings, and then you leave at the end of the day because you don't have to worry about that stuff, right? It makes it easier. But for me personally, I run a business, and so my day is back to back in, you know, in so many different meetings and so many different work slots. It's crazy. So how do I manage it? You know, you've probably heard me talk about my to-do list bingo. I use that every morning to get my head straight, but I use it alongside my calendar. So I don't just go into every day with a blank, you know, to-do list bingo board. You know, there's a course, you can find it floating around. I'll put a link in this podcast. I don't go into it with a blank kind of, let's say an empty to-do list, for example. I use my calendar, which actually sets my day up pretty well as a starting point. And then I get to pull that stuff onto my to-do list board and I get to add in anything else that I've thought about because, you know, things are going to be thought of that need to be done. And so, and that kind of brings my kind of to-do list bingo board together, which is really important. But from a calendar standpoint, you know, some of the things that have really worked for me. So I'm a Google person. I use Google Calendar. I love it. There's free versions of it for personal use. And I use the business one for my company. The great thing is I can give other people access to put things into my diary and to see when I'm available, when I'm not. I think a key thing I've learned over the years is basically making people clear on when my times are available calendar-wise. If you are letting other people book you, make sure it's really clear. And make sure you also put some space around things. Nothing worse for a dyslexic than back-to-back meetings, 3 in a row, because I'll promise you, you'll have forgotten what you spoke about in the first meeting by the third one, usually by the second one. Probably by the end of the first meeting, you'll have forgotten what you actually spoke about. We're those people that can go in a meeting, speak something that's so valuable, and by the end of the meeting, completely forgot what we said and have no idea, what actually came out. That's kind of the way I work. I've gotten really good at recording meetings for that purpose. The other thing that I've done really well over the years is I actually use a virtual assistant. You know, if anyone's ever read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss back in the day, really good book about managing time, he talks about hiring VAs. And I did that ages ago. And it's, you know, I've got a PA that helps manage my day because I'm not good at it. You know, let's be honest, I'm not here saying I'm some sort of perfect angel. I'm terrible at managing my day on my own. You know, I'm like a child running around in a candy shop, not knowing what to prioritize. And it's a lot easier if someone's helping. If someone's setting up my day correctly, they understand the rules I want to play by. It really frees me up to do the pieces of work that I'm really valuable with. You know, if you're lucky enough to work for yourself, that's valuable. If you're working in a small business, you can sometimes get this across the line depending where you're sitting. But it's, you know, VAs from other countries can be very cost effective. And you can also be helping someone feed their family, which is pretty darn cool in my opinion. So that's one thing that really helps me. I don't do it alone. So like if you have a partner that's willing to help, yeah, you know, work together. It's pretty cool. The other two things that really are important to me when I work these out, they changed my relationship with calendars. So when I first started doing calendars, let's just say calendars can be very, very boring. You know, they literally are just blocks of text. And you know, they just, my brain just doesn't work. So what I first did is I started to color code. So if it's personal time, so I've got a bit of time in the morning for emails, I've got a bit of time in the morning for a coffee and meditation and daydreaming, you know, you've got to schedule that in, right? That's purple in my diary. Now, if it's a work slot and I have to actually do some work with no one else around, I'm going to put some music on and smash some stuff out. That's red. So that stands out. If it's a meeting with someone outside of the organization, so someone I have to actually make sure I attend, it's dark green. And if it's an internal meeting with someone inside the business, it is yellow. Those are my main ones. There's a couple of other colors here, but there's a blue or two. But those colors mean I can look at the day without even reading, which is always a plus, and I can go bang. I know what's happening. I feel comfortable with that. So that's really super important, color coding. The other thing I did is I use a thing called emojipedia.org, and we actually use emojis for everything. So if I've got to take the car to the mechanic, it's got a car and like a tool next to the title. Now, these things you're probably going, they don't make much difference. I will promise you, once you get into the habit of this, you will never go back. Having visual cues like colors and emojis will be game changing in how you interact with your calendar. You will love it. You'll be like, wow, this is so friggin' cool. And just enjoy it. You know, it's like my calendar doesn't feel overwhelming anymore. I enjoy going to get the emojis. I enjoy it all. It really is neat. And it means when I set my calendar up at the beginning of the week, which is where I usually start, it's on a Monday morning, I will go through it top to bottom and make it work. So that's really, really important. So the only other thing I was going to share, and this was raised by Ash, is circular calendars. Do they work? And if I'm honest, I did try and use one for a while, but it actually messed with my head. I didn't like it, but I know a lot of other people really do. You know, they like the idea of a day being turned into a 24-hour clock. And running their calendar that way. If that works for you, and if you haven't tried it, there is an app called Circle Time. Just note, all of these apps do charge you at some point. I'm yet to find a really good free one, but Circle Time seems to be probably one of the higher rated ones. And it's another way to look at your calendar in a visual way. And for the people it helps, that is awesome. But if you want to save some money and you just want to get started, think about colors and emojis. They are game changing. So I hope that's added some value to your day, to your week, to your life. Hopefully you've understood me with my COVID-y voice. I'm noticing how COVID-y it sounds at the moment. And I'll pop a link in the notes to To-Do List Bingo if that's something of interest to you. I think it's like $7 and it's, you know, it's a tool I use every day. So have an epic rest of your day and I'll be back soon.